Blog Talk Radio.
Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence tonight. And we repent for the sins that we have committed, for the sins of unforgiveness, bitterness in all areas, backbiting, gossip, murmuring, complaining, discontent, pride, jealousy, slothfulness, complacency, laziness, procrastination, and putting other things before God. Uncleanness in the movies, music videos, on television, the conversation we have, and the clothes we wear, ungodly pursuits, being entertained by ungodly things, ungodly television shows, ungodly internet sites, ungodly music, idolatry, using foul and ungodly language, using the Lord's name in vain, for every word that's said against God, His Son Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit. We repent for self-righteousness, anti-submission to godly and legal authority, disobedience to the Spirit of God and the Word, doubt and unbelief in regards to God's Word, all acts of rebellion against God and legal authority, both natural and spiritual, speaking against leaders and those in authority, abandonment of our responsibilities to God and our families and others, disunity, discord, and division in the body of Christ, selling our gifts and talents to the world, selfish ambition, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for forgiving us and cleaning us from all unrighteousness, we pray. Amen. Scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow waters of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Welcome to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. And once again, we are pleased to announce that we have established a branch of the House of David School of Ministries in Orlando, Florida. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an outreach apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at the House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 through 20 and Mark chapter 16 verses 17 and 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. When someone is dying or leaving us, we pay close attention to his or her last words. Jesus Christ left the disciples with some last words of instructions. God gave Jesus Christ complete authority over heaven and earth. On the basis of his authority, Jesus Christ told his disciples to go and make disciples as they preached, baptized, and taught. Making disciples means instructing new believers on how to follow Jesus Christ, to submit to Jesus Christ's lordship, and to take up his mission of compassionate service. Baptizing is important because it unites a believer with Jesus Christ in his or her death to sin and resurrection to new life. Baptism symbolizes submission to Jesus Christ, a willingness to live God's way, and identification with God's covenant people. To baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit affirms the reality of the Trinity, the concept coming directly from Jesus Christ himself. He did not say, baptize them in the names, but into the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Whereas in previous missions, Jesus Christ had sent his disciples only to the Jews. Their mission from here forward would be to go to all the nations. This is called the Great Commission. The disciples had been trained well, and they had seen the risen Lord. They were ready to teach people all over the world to obey all the commandments that Jesus Christ had given. This also showed the disciples that there would be a lapse of time between Jesus Christ's resurrection and his second coming. During that time, Jesus Christ's followers had a mission to do, evangelize, baptize, and teach people about Jesus Christ so that they in turn could do the same. The good news of the gospel was to go forth to all nations. With this authority, Jesus Christ still commands us to tell others of the good news and make them disciples for the kingdom. We are to go, whether it is next door or to another country, and make disciples. It is not an option, but a command to all who call Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. As we obey, we have comfort in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is always with us. This could occur through the Holy Spirit's presence in believers' lives. The Holy Spirit would be Jesus Christ's presence that would never leave them. Jesus Christ continues to be with us today through his Holy Spirit. As this gospel began, so it ends. Emmanuel, God is with us. Ministries, Inc.'s sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called us to be his ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the old world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. These teachings provide biblically based instructions to develop those that may be lacking basic understanding of the Word of God. How did it begin? How will it end? Do you want to learn the truth about creation? The creation of the heavens, the planet, the stars, earth, space, animals, and plants? Do you want to receive in-depth teachings explaining the dynamics of the creation of man, the fall of man, its effect on creation and generations to come? Do you want to know why God flooded the earth? Why are there so many languages? Why did man's lifespan decrease? What is the end of the world? Will it happen suddenly? Then you're invited to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible Study Forum, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 1103. continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson, Supernatural Faith, is a series, and tonight's lesson will be the gift of faith. It is your faith that will produce revival in and through you. Confess who you are in Jesus Christ and what you have in him every day. Keep saying who you are according to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Soon the measure of faith to do what you are confessing will be met.
Sovereign of all creation, most high.
Dear Heavenly Father, you are present in this room and in my life. You alone are all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. And I worship you alone. I declare my dependency on you, for apart from you, I can do nothing. I choose to believe your word, which teaches that all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to the resurrected Christ. And being alive in Christ, I have the authority to resist the devil as I submit to you. I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit and guide me into all truth throughout this lesson that I'm about to teach tonight. I ask for your complete protection and guidance as I seek to know you and do your will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to minister your people tonight the gift of faith. And I pray that it will be a blessing to them that hear. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that it will touch someone's life. Lord, I thank you once again. And I bless you. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The gift of faith is the first of three power gifts. Gifts that do something. The gifts of the working of miracles. The gifts of healing or the others. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, A clause says, to another, faith by the same Spirit. To fully gain an understanding of the gifts of faith, we must examine the word faith. The word faith in the Greek is pistis, pronounced pistis, which is derived from the Greek word paito, meaning to persuade or persuasion. Pistis means assurance, belief, or faith. This faith means that you are persuaded and have a strong conviction regarding what you are expecting from God. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines faith as unquestionable belief in reference to God. Complete trust or confidence. There are several different types of faith. One, basic or simple faith. Every believer gets a measure of faith according to Romans chapter 12, verse 3, which says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every person has been given a simple or basic ability to believe God. Number two, saving faith. This faith is needed to come to salvation through Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The gift of faith is different from these types of faith. The gift of faith is the ability to believe God for the impossible or miraculous when no natural way is possible. It is a supernatural act of God on behalf of the possessor of this gift. God moves in a miraculous way through faith of the person who has this gift. Those with this gift have a supernatural confidence in God that He will meet their needs or requests regardless of the natural impossibilities that it looks like from a human or earthly perspective. Let us use the gift of faith in a scenario for salvation. Here is an example. When you believe God for the salvation of a person, salvation is a miracle or a spiritual resurrection, who does not think they need God and lives their life for total physical pleasure, who has been told of Christ's salvation and has constantly rejected it, then if you have the gift of faith, you can believe God that no matter what that person might be saying, God is yet going to bring them to complete salvation. This person will see the manifestation of salvation in the life of who they are believing God for. For God will work miracles on behalf of their faith. As an evidence of God, this is a supernatural gift of faith which is given to believe God for the miraculous, usually for provision and security while a person is in God's service, and not just a regular faith to believe God for personal wants and desires. This gift can be used for one's self as the Holy Spirit leads, but is most often used for public ministry, for the believer and unto the unbeliever. This is a kind of faith that can move mountains. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 says, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing." This scripture was referring to the spiritual gift of faith, which gives the possessor of it the ability to move mountains. Although all believers can have mountain-moving faith at any given time through the developing of their faith, this gift gives it to the believer for the service of the Lord. This gift is a demonstrative gift and gives irrevocable proof regarding who God is and His ability to do the impossible without any human help or intervention. If you desire this gift, then you should understand that the person who has or seeks this gift must have strong godly character and spiritual maturity, giving them the ability to never accept credit for what God has done, rather always attributing the results of this gift to the Lord. The difference between two similar gifts. The gift of faith and the gift of the working of miracles seem to be similar gifts, both causing the miraculous to happen. Although they are similar in results, they differ in operations. The gift of faith does nothing to receive a miracle, while the gift of the working of miracles does exactly what it says. It works, does an action to cause a miracle. The gift of faith receives a miracle, while the gifts of the working of miracle causes, by some Holy Spirit directed action, a miracle to happen. God does the miraculous for those with the gift of faith. Quite often, gifts work together. Quite often, the three power gifts operate in tandem together, as well as with other gifts. For example, when someone is resurrected from the dead, it requires the gift of faith, but it can also involve a miraculous action, the gift of the working of miracles, as well as healing the person who had died of whatever sickness that caused their death, in which case the gifts of healing would manifest. Now, the revelatory gift can also give the person the ability to discern the will of God regarding the resurrection of this person. You don't always have to regularly operate in a particular gift for God to sometimes manifest that gift in your life. God can turn a gift on in your life, as the need for the gift in a particular circumstance may arise. If no one is available to minister with you, who has a gift that is needed to accomplish God's will in a matter, then God can and will, at His direction, allow that gift to operate in your life for His glory. Biblical operations of the gift of faith. In the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 6, verses 19 through 23 says, "Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Daniel did nothing here to cause a miracle to happen, but believed in God, and God caused a miracle to transpire. Let us take a look at Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 26, which says, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake, and commanded that they should eat the furnace, one 7 times more than it was wont to be eaten. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their outer garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fire furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. These 3 men put their faith in God's supernatural ability to deliver them from the seemingly impossible circumstance. They have never seen God deliver anyone from this kind of dilemma. Yet, they had a level of supernatural faith and trust in God to expect his divine intervention. I must address this. Can you imagine the expression of the king and his counselors when they saw them and Jesus walking in the midst of this inferno with no harm coming to them? When the king saw that, there was a power greater than his own, he began to pay homage to the God of these three Hebrew men by calling him the Most High God. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight is the gifts of faith. And we just looked at the biblical operations of the gift of faith in the Old Testament. Now we will take a look at the New Testament examples. John chapter 6, verses 9 through 13 says, "There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. The multiplication of the food was a divine act of God caused by Jesus Christ's faith. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21, which says, And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Albeit this kind goeth out, but by prayer and fasting. Jesus Christ declared to the disciples that the casting out of this devil was a faith issue. He then began to declare to them that they could have the mountain moving faith, which I believe is the gift of faith. Beloved, just ask the Lord for this gift. Don't sit back in awe, wishing you could have it. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Acts chapter 20, verses 9 through 12 says, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being falling into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. Paul did nothing to cause this young man to come back to life. But God touched him, causing Paul to have the opportunity to break bread rather than bury a broken person. Our God is awesome, and I delight in him. I believe that this gift can be prepared for, strengthened, and further developed through knowledge of the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is also true for greater levels of supernatural faith, a strong prayer life. As with all gifts of the Holy Spirit, a strong prayer life is necessary to help you to understand and to know what God wants you to do with these gifts. They are not to be operated as you will, rather as He, God's will. And to know the will of God, you must be in His presence. The more you stay in God's presence, the greater He can manifest these gifts in your life. If you do not seek His face regarding the operation of these gifts, you will find that they will operate only at a minimal level. The basis of righteousness, the basis whereby you can believe God for the miraculous through the gifts of faith, is twofold. It is because of God's word and Christ's righteousness that is bestowed upon you, the believer in Christ. If God's word says it, you are in right standing with God, sinless because you have repented of your sin and be forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Then you have the right to expect God to do all that His Word says. no matter how impossible it may seem to the natural mind. As with all gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of faith operates best in righteousness. When we have repented of any sin in our lives and are in right standing with God, because He has forgiven us due to Jesus Christ's sacrifice, in which He took your sins and give you His righteousness or right standing with God. Beloved, please understand that this gift is often for the greater levels of the work of the Lord. When I say greater levels of God's work, I do not mean greater in size, rather greater in magnitude of impact. You may be called to impact one person, who in turn will impact a generation, country, or ethnic group. So greater levels of God's work is not defined by size, rather by obedience to purpose. You should seek the gift of faith if you have or are desirous of. Number one, a deliverance ministry, casting out spirits, both individual deliverance as well as territorial spiritual warfare. If you do not have the gifts of the discerning of spirit, you cannot see them, and you will need faith to accomplish God's will of casting spirits out of people and places. Number two, a resurrection ministry. God is raising up people of faith who will operate in this kind of ministry. These people will cause the world to know that the Lord, He is God. Number three, an intercession ministry. Number four, any ministry that will depend on God for supernatural provisions. Beloved, do not take for granted asking God for this wonderful and miraculous gift. How the gift of faith operates. It operates through prayer, through praise, through petition, asking or requesting from the Lord. God can show you a vision or dream, or He can give you a word to establish what He wants you to believe for. Some ways that the gifts of faith is administered. Number one, it is also administered through prayer. Perhaps praying with those who are involved regarding what the Lord wants to accomplish. Number two, patient waiting for the manifestation, as well as encouraging others to be faithful in their waiting. Number three, speaking the promises of God for the situation. Number four, encouraging others to believe that God will do what He said, based on His word and the Holy Bible.
What?
Continue on this spiritual journey. Our lesson for tonight was the gift of faith. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I pray that this lesson was a blessing to those who listened and to those who are going to listen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege to minister to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you'd like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. He gave us the will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you tonight to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For For those who are turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord has asked of your life. I want to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. When you receive Jesus Christ right now, beloved, I trust that you will think about it. Thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, you must admit your need. I am a sinner. Be willing to turn from your sins. Repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. Through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Beloved, I ask you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. Lord, I ask you to have mercy on me, a sinner. I want forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again. Father, I repent of my sins and surrender to you, Lord. From now on, my life is in your hands. Do with as you wish. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Receiving Jesus Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. This is called regeneration of the new birth. This is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus Christ. To help you grow spiritually, you must do the following. You must read your Bible daily to know Jesus Christ better. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where Jesus Christ is preached. As one of Jesus Christ's representatives in the needy world, you must demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. God bless you, and I pray that you will continue to seek the Lord. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night.